This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For all the joy the internet brings us, there is a phenomenon that social media companies run into, Facebook and YouTube and all the rest of them, that is broadly referred to as the grandma problem. In a way, it's a good problem to have, because as the internet has gone mainstream, even grandma is on Facebook, right? But that means the really disgusting stuff that can show up there and elsewhere is a big no-no for companies that want to hang on to grandma and her business. So enter the content moderator, the people who make sure the really icky stuff the internet has to offer does not show up next to the family pictures that grandma logged on to see. How do they do that? Well, they do it by looking at the really icky stuff the internet has to offer all day, every day. Adrian Chen wrote about these people. They are called content moderators for the latest issue of Wired magazine. Adrian, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be a tricky conversation because I cannot even read the title of your article in Wired about content moderation on the radio, or the FCC will get really mad at me.
Well, that's one great thing about the internet.
Well, that's right. Give me a sense of scale then, right? I mean, how many people are employed, you know, keeping objectionable content off Facebook or whatever else it is versus who actually work at Facebook or someplace else?
Well, it's really hard to estimate how many people do this because it's very secretive. People have to sign non-disclosures when they do this, and companies really don't like to talk about it for kind of obvious reasons. I talked to one expert who said that he estimated, you know, well over 100,000 people are doing this worldwide, and that's about 14 times the size of Facebook.
It's the vilest of the vilest pornography. It's the most disturbing of all hate speech. I mean, it's really bad stuff.
Yeah, it's basically kind of the worst of humanity that you can imagine. You know, the internet has this reputation of presenting, you know, the best and the worst, and this is definitely the worst.
And who are these people who work in this business? You went out to the Philippines. A lot of it is outsourced.
Yeah, the Philippines is kind of the hotbed for content moderation. What the companies told me was that people in the Philippines, because of the cultural connection to the U.S., were kind of better equipped to screen content for American and Western audiences.
And they do it cheaper, too.
Yeah. You know, I talked to one guy who made $500 a month. He was offered a job at a firm screening Facebook content for what he said was around $315 a month. That's way less than somebody would make in the U.S.
What does it do, though, to people who do this 8 hours a day, sitting in a monitor looking at this horrible, horrible stuff? It can't be good for them.
No, it's definitely not good for them, and the effects vary, but I think one of the most widespread things is that people just get kind of a darker view of humanity. That's what one guy who screened content for Google told me. Another is paranoia. People are scared to leave their kids at home because they see this kind of horrible child abuse all day. And some people who have to look at just even legal porn all day get kind of lower libidos, or they say their sex drive is supercharged. I mean, it's just kind of seeing all this abnormal stuff all day, I think, really kind of gives you a twisted view of what's going on out there.
The volume must be unbelievable. I mean, if, you know, there are a billion people on Facebook, for crying out loud.
Yeah, these people are seeing definitely 10,000, 20,000 images a day, depending on what kind of moderation they're doing. Not all of them are really horrible images, yeah. But one person I talked to actually said the fact that it's only sporadic actually makes it kind of worse because you're always dreading when you're going to see, you know, somebody get beheaded or something in between all these regular pictures.
Has this made you think more about your social network feeds?
Yeah, I think it makes me realize that, you know, it's not just me and the people who are seeing the stuff that I post. There's this kind of layer of invisible human labor that is shaping what is going on your screen.
Adrian Chen, his article, the title of which I cannot repeat on this radio program, about content moderation on the internet, is in the new Wired magazine. Adrian, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.